Timberwolves open at home tonight. New look Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns with the Knicks. Two new players come in, and Chris Hine covers the club for the Star Tribune. They went 1-1 on the road trip, losing the opener to L.A. Not a great performance, and then they found a way to get it done against a solid Kings team in Sacramento. Chris, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm good, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. The opener against the Lakers, forgettable is a good way to put it.
Yeah, it was. They, you know, looked like a team that was very much getting used to playing with each other. You know, Julius Randle was being a little more passive than assertive on the floor, and that changed in game two against Sacramento. Opening night, you never know. It's one of those things where different players and teams react differently. And, you know, we saw last season the Wolves laid an egg on opening night too, and it really wasn't indicative of how they played the rest of the season. So, you know, I think it was just a very getting to know you sort of night for a lot of them, and they bounced back nicely 48 hours later, of course.
Trying to figure out how the pieces fit together, rotations, etc., who's going to play together, that will be a work in progress. There's always change with an NBA team for the most part. There's some role players that come in, but the Timberwolves made a major trade with the Knicks here, and they've got two guys coming in that figure to get heavy minutes and be a big part of it. And the Knicks, of course, got Karl Anthony Towns in return, and that will take some time.
It will, and you know, you saw kind of the results of it on Thursday night. The team told Julius Randle, you know, Anthony Edwards, Chris Finch are all saying, you know, be you, be assertive. Don't, you know, necessarily be looking to just be a playmaker and set other guys up, even though this is a new team for you. And he did that Thursday night, and you saw what he's capable of. You know, he was hitting some difficult shots. He was hitting open threes. He was creating some looks for his teammates as well. And then Anthony Edwards kind of took it from there in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. But Julius Randle helped them get through a rough first half. Defensively, I think it's been more of an adjustment than people might have realized. There have been, you know, a lot of moments, I think, of miscommunication out there, especially in the first game against the Lakers. And just, you know, Randle and DiVincenzo kind of getting used to the way the Timberwolves play defense and the way that Rudy Gobert affects the game on that end of the floor. I think it took, you know, the Timberwolves that have been here a while, I think it even took them a while in Rudy's first year here, kind of learning how best to play around him on both ends of the floor. And eventually they got there, you know, I think especially kind of halfway through that first season. So, you know, we'll see how long that adjustment period takes, but I don't think you can discount that.
Timberwolves and Raptors tonight at Target Center. A couple of things off the floor. The team has surpassed 11,000 season tickets. Figures to be a tough ticket most nights at Target Center this season.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I don't even know how to compare it to different eras of Timberwolves history.
Sure.
Kind of unlike anything we've seen. So, you know, we've always suspected that this has been a big basketball town. It was just kind of laying in wait for a winner to emerge. And, you know, you don't know how often these kind of windows and opportunities are going to come along in the NBA, especially with these very punitive collective bargaining agreement aprons that they have set up. So you kind of got to enjoy these windows of competitiveness and contention while they last, because you don't know quite the direction it's going to go, you know, in future years, and if they'll be able to sustain that success. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that people are jumping on board this year for sure.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Toronto in town tonight, first home game of the year. Always fun on Friday nights and Saturday nights at Target Center. The NBA and all the clubs covet those Friday night and Saturday night dates. More on the Raptors here in a little bit. A couple other things from behind the scenes, maybe the front office, and that is control of the team is on the line. That will be decided in November.
Yeah, it will. We're going to have an arbitration process playing out over the next few weeks, a hearing in early November. And then it seems like it's going to take at least a few weeks for a decision to come down, and we'll see what comes out of that. But, you know, hopefully, I think everybody, you know, associated with the team and fans, I think everybody wants this to be resolved at some point here. And I think, you know, I think the expectation is by the end of the calendar year, we'll have a decision coming down from this arbitration panel, three-judge arbitration panel, and we'll see what the future of the team holds. And, you know, that obviously has consequences on, you know, where the team is headed in the future, both on and off the court.
Yeah, and Chris, we should point out that Glenn Taylor, who still controls the club, and his partners, Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez, agreed to arbitration when they became partners, if you will. So this can't, out of this arbitration process, end up in court in a long, drawn-out process. I mean, this will be the definitive word on who ultimately controls the club and owns the team going forward. And then beyond that, does the NBA have any say in all of this?
Well, the NBA has a say in the sense that, you know, it has to approve any payments and kind of handover of ownership.
Sure.
So at each step of the process, the NBA has approved, you know, when Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez acquired 20% in each of the last, or roughly 20%, in each of the last two seasons, the NBA had to approve each of those transactions. So, you know, it's not as if an arbitration came down in favor of Lurie and Rodriguez, it's not as if, you know, the NBA just has to rubber stamp that right away. The NBA still has its processes that it is entitled to go through and approve or not approve a potential sale. So, you know, that seems to be the, I think that's the way it's going to play out. I mean, I haven't really gotten that far down the line of it, but the NBA, anytime money is exchanged and ownership is exchanged in the NBA, they have to approve it.
Chris Hine joining us. Raptors in town tonight. What do we know about this club? It's their only visit to Target Center this year.
Yeah, you know, it's a Raptors team that's in transition. They're banged up to start the year. Some players are out, I believe. But they still beat Philadelphia last night, coming into town off of a back-to-back. And, you know, Scotty Barnes is somebody that the Wolves will have to look out for. But I think, you know, you would hope the Wolves, with a day extra day of rest at home, are able to beat a shorthanded Raptors team on opening night. You know, they weren't good. I don't think last year the Wolves were in the playoffs, and they'll tell you this, at, you know, kind of managing their home court or defending their home court in the playoffs. They had a really bad record at home in the playoffs last season. They did a lot of damage on the road, actually. And so, you know, you wonder with a day where there's a lot of fanfare, you know, if that simulates kind of what it was like during the playoffs when you have all this extra stuff going on for a home opener. So we'll see if the Wolves, you know, are distracted at all by that, because I don't think last year in the postseason, when stuff was going on in and around the playoffs, they didn't really handle it too well at home. They were better on the road, actually.
Chris, always good to visit with you. Appreciate your coverage in the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com. Hopefully we can visit again as the season moves along.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you. Always appreciate it.
All right. Chris Hine, once again, joining us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.